few weeks, actually, we'll be probably on this theme and topic until from now until Easter, which, by the way, is just about 6 weeks away. And so we'll be talking about how to get involved with that. We're going to be doing the egg hunt, bicycle giveaway, all that again this year. And I'm believing, God, that we're going to see more people baptized and publicly take a step of faith towards Jesus than ever before, than we ever have. Amen? And I know we're believing and praying for that this Easter. So we're believing for a big, big move of God and display of the power of God over the next few weeks. But today we're going to begin this series. And we're going to take a step back. This is something I've never taught, never preached before. And so it's always fun to dig into some new stuff and see things a different way. We're going to be back in Genesis chapter 1 for the next few weeks. And we're going to be looking at some of the principles that God establishes in creation when he creates the entire universe and world that you and I are living in right now. And we're going to discover some principles that apply to our lives today when we begin to look at what God wants in us. And today we're going to get started with this simple fact. In the beginning, God. Everyone say, in the beginning, God. Genesis chapter 1, verse 1. We're going to dig right in. You can start, you can follow along with the YouVersion Bible app. Scriptures will be on the screen. But we're going to start right here this morning in the very first part of the Bible, the very first verse of the Bible, the very first few words of God's Word. Here's where we're going to be today. Genesis chapter 1, verse 1 says these words: in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. In the beginning, God. Everyone say, in the beginning, God. Say it again. In the beginning, God. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we love you. We thank you for this time today. Lord, I ask you to just open up our ears, open up our eyes to hear, to receive, to understand your word, and to hear your voice speak to us individually, God, with the exact truth and the exact message that you want to deliver and that you want to work through our lives today, Father. I pray that we will not just hear some ideas or some lessons, but Lord, let us encounter your presence in this holy moment that we share together in Jesus' precious name. Everybody put your hands on your belly. Repeat after me. Say, Jesus, speak to me today. Open up my ears. Open up my eyes. Let me hear what you want me to hear. Let me see what you want me to see so I can do what you've called me to do and be everything you've created me to be. In Jesus' name, amen. Now, right off the bat, I want you to bear with me for a second, because we might hear some things that maybe if we're going to maybe challenge a little bit some of the face value stuff that we've looked at. And one of my responsibilities as a pastor and as a preacher, and not only that, but just I feel like as a human, as a man, as a follower of Jesus, is I've got to live authentically. Amen? And so I refuse to tell you something that I don't necessarily believe in God's word, or I refuse to not say something that I believe is helpful. Amen, somebody. And so this is with a lot of thought and a little bit of fear and trepidation, but I got to confess something to you. As I've studied the word of God and looked at the world that God's created, I got to be honest, man, and I know this may shock some of you and this may be a little controversial, but just bear with me. Through all of my study and all the things that I've looked at, including the Bible, first and foremost, the Bible, I've got to tell you, it's become very difficult, and there's a reason I'm setting this up this way, because I just want to get some of the crazy stuff out of the way right away. I have come to the conclusion that the Big Bang Theory is probably the most accurate account of the creation of the universe. And that might make some of you upset. I understand that brings with it all kinds of theories about this, but here's the deal. The Big Bang Theory, I believe, probably points to the most accurate description of the creation, and here's why. Here's why I believe the Big Bang Theory. It's this. I believe this. We have a great big God, and bang, he spoke, and the universe came into existence. Amen, somebody? All right, let's dig in. Creation begins with God. Amen? The first four words in the Hebrew, it's actually three words of the Bible, is this: in the beginning, God. Say it again. In the beginning, God. The Message translation translates it this way. It says, first this, God. First this, God. First, I love that. I love the way it says that. First, this God. And when we want to look at creation, if we're going to look back to where we get our roots from, if we want to look back to where we begin and try to make some sense or sense of this life that we're living now, removed thousands and thousands of years from the events that we see portrayed in the beginning of the universe, and maybe could possibly be even hundreds and thousands or millions of years from this moment in Genesis chapter 1. And we'll dig in. We will probably dig into some creation theories just to wet your scientific whistle a little bit later on, but not too much today, because we've got to get one thing established first and foremost. Listen to this. Don't miss this. If you miss this, everything else is for naught. You're going to miss everything else. Listen, God created creation. Amen? Let me say it again. God created creation, okay? Everything that you touch, taste, feel, smell, see, hear, everything that you can study, all the way down, everything that you can look with a telescope and look into space and see stars that are hundreds of millions of light years away, all the way to the closest star to our galaxy, which is 4.3 light years away, which means that when you turn on the lights on that star, it takes them 4.3 years for you and I to see that light. That means that when you look up into the sky at night, you are seeing some stars that we know are hundreds and thousands and maybe even millions of light years away from us. That means this, that when you look up into the sky, I do this and I think about this. When you look up into the sky and see the stars, last night was a super clear night. You could see all the stars last night. Anybody notice that? Anybody see that last night? But when you look up there, that means that you are seeing light, that some of the light that we're just now seeing actually began like around the time Abraham heard from God and said, leave your father and go to a land I will show you. Like that light first flashed all the way back then, and the universe that God created is so big that it took it that long to get to you and our little planet here in the middle of the Milky Way. So as far as you can look into the heavens and see, all the way down to the cellular level, all the way down to the cellular, I can't say it, all the way down to those little tiny cells that you're made of, which when you begin to look microscopically, you can see inside each and every individual cells is almost a universe to itself. So you can go big, you can go small, but you've got to understand God created it all. God created creation, and everything in it has its beginning and origin with God. Amen? Now, a lot of us amen that, but I want you to understand what that means for your life and the way that you view the world, because this is a key way in which what we call a worldview. Okay? If you do not settle on the fact that you did not start with yourself, that you were not the beginning of creation, and you begin to look that God is the beginning of creation, that begins to frame the way that I view the world. Amen, somebody? And so, as I view the world, hopefully that begins to frame the decisions that I make in the life that I live in this world. Amen, somebody? And the biblical proper, if I want to start it all, I've got to start with this. First, this God. God created creation. I begin with God. You begin with God. We begin with God. We did not start as a result of some accident. We did not start as a result of our own will or our own coming into some sort of understanding. Friend, you and I are not here on the merits or basis of any of our own decisions or things that we think or believe or anything else. You and I begin with God because God created creation. Say that again. God created creation. God created creation. First, this God. Everything begins with God, okay? Now, what that means to you and me, thousands of years removed from that, is this. It means that everything in my life should have its origin in God. Every decision I make should start with God. Every choice I make should start with God. when I begin to look at what I'm here for on this planet, what am I supposed to do with my 70, 80, 90, 100 or so years that that God graces me to walk this planet Earth? What am I here for? What is my purpose? What should I do? What kind of career path should I take? How should I raise my family? How should I live my life? What kind of decision? All of that should start with God, because God created all of it. God created creation. I begin with God, therefore every beginning of my life should begin with God. Amen, somebody? Every decision I make should begin with God. Now, here's what you need to understand. Once we understand that God created creation, then we can begin to explore and look at how did God create creation, okay? If God created creation, how did God create creation? What are the things that we can look at if we're looking to God to say, how did you create creation and how does that apply to my life? Well, here's what you understand. Listen now. God created creation through his word. Amen? God created creation, and he created this creation that you and I are now taking up space in and living in. He created this creation through his word. Amen? Now stay with me. We're going to go somewhere. This is going to be a little teaching here in the beginning so I can lay this foundation, but we're going to end up somewhere this morning together, okay? God created creation, and God created creation through his word. Genesis 1:3, God said. Genesis 1:6, God spoke. Genesis 1:9, God said. Genesis 1:11, God said. Genesis 1:20, God said. Genesis 1:24, God said. Genesis 1:26, God said. In every stage, in every aspect of creation that we see, lay down in Genesis 1, and over the next few weeks, we're going to look at each one of those and see some things that apply. But listen, in each one of those, God created when he spoke. God created creation, and he created creation through his word. And if you go with me to John chapter 1 in the Gospel of John, John chapter 1, when he begins to talk about the life of Jesus, he actually takes it all the way back to creation and has a very similar, although a little nuanced, more explanation of Genesis 1 verse 1. He says this, John chapter 1 verse 1. In the beginning, the word already existed. The Word was with God, and the Word was God. He existed in the beginning with God. God created everything through him, meaning the Word, and nothing was created except through him, the Word. Verse 4, and the Word gave life to everything that was created, and his life brought life to everyone. Okay? So it's almost as if thousands of years after Genesis chapter 1, the Apostle John goes, when he begins to talk about Jesus, and he kind of blows up that whole thing and goes into some more nuanced detail about the meaning and how God created creation through the Word. And he says, God created creation through the Word because the Word was with God in the beginning. It was God, and it was with God, and it was there in the beginning. Everyone understand that? Okay? I know it seems repetitive, but he's using different language to get this whole idea so that we can understand this, that everything that God created began with his word. Now, if I begin with God, right? If I begin with God, and everything that God begins with his word, and if I want everything in my life, listen, to begin with God, then where should the starting point be when I'm looking for a new beginning in God? His word. Amen? So you might think, well, okay, Pastor, that's great. I want everything in my life to begin with God. I want to, if that's what I'm supposed to do, and I get it, I believe that God created creation, God created me, and I want to begin with the word, or I want to begin with God, then guess what? Every beginning in God needs to start with his word. Amen, somebody? Every beginning with God needs to go back and begin with his word. Now, here's what you have to understand. God spoke light into existence, Genesis 1:3. God said, let there be light, and it was. Genesis 1:6, God said, let there be stars in the sky, and it was. Genesis 1, all the way down the line, God said, let there be a separation between the sky and the earth, and we'll call that the earth. And it was. Everything God did, he did with his word. Amen? The creative force that brought into being everything that you and I know, study, learn, feel, and experience in this world today it all has its roots and traces its origin back to a moment that our Creator God spoke it into existence. If you want to take that thought a little further, in Hebrews chapter 1, I believe around verse 3, it could be verse 6, the Bible says that the universe is held together right now by the word of His power. Think about how powerful God's word is. It doesn't say by the power of His word, it says by the word of His power. Which means that when God spoke of His infinite power, it was. That's the power of God's word. Amen, somebody? So, the word, when we talk about the word was created, everything was created through His word, God created creation through His word, and if I want to have the beginning and God is supposed to have it, it has to go back to His word. Here's what you understand. When we talk about getting into the Word, starting with the Word, looking at the Word of God, reading your Bible, this is why we encourage you to read your Bible, why I encourage you to have a relationship with God through your Word. Listen to me. It's not just about being a disciplined person and having a nice little devotional life and being a good Christian. Are you following me? And it's not just about, you know, checking these boxes of stuff you should do if you're going to follow Jesus, although that is something you should do as you follow Christ. Are you following me so far? But listen, the reason it's important to get into this book and get into the Word is because when I get into the Word, I'm not just simply getting some ideas or some great stories to make my life feel better or seeing some moral allegories or fables or examples of this and that. Listen, I am literally filling my life, filling my mind, filling my heart with the same creative force that created the universe that we now exist in. Amen, somebody? So this, when we talk about getting into the Word of God and starting with the Word of God, starting your life founded on the Word of God, starting your decisions with the Word of God, we are talking about going back to the same force that holds the whole universe together right now, the Word of God. In the beginning, God. And in the beginning, God spoke. God said. You with me so far? Now, this is where we are going to see some separation. And this is where we can think of some practical things that we need to do and how this really applies to our life. We're going to get back to the beginning. In the beginning, God. In the beginning, God. If I want to figure out one of the first things God wants to do with my life, then I've got to get back to His Word, because God begins with His Word. Amen, somebody? We all together? You guys are quiet this morning. All right, follow me here. Follow me down this road for a minute. Genesis chapter 1, I already gave you several verses. God said, God said, God said, God said. Now, God, the Creator, is powerful enough. He could have simply thought, and it would have been just the same. God could have chosen to make the medium of thought, inner dialogue, the means by which His power is operated and exercised through the earth. However, for reasons only known to God, and it's not my job to try to presume why God chose to do it this way, I can just see the prescription that He laid out in His Word. Amen. For reasons that you and I will probably never understand or fathom, God, however, chose to use not just the inner thought, not just the silent word, but to use the actual spoken word to be the vehicle by which He moves in the earth and created creation. Amen? God not thought, God not decided, not God ascended to some moral evolution of existence. No, God spoke, and it what? It was. Amen? God spoke, and it was. Okay? God spoke, and it was. And here's what you need to understand about the Word. The Word, in John chapter 1, verse 4, tells us that the Word has life, and God's Word brings life to our life. Does that make sense? So, it was not until God spoke that anything came into existence. The creative force and power of God was released when God's Word was spoken. What does that mean for you and me today? It means this. When I speak the word of God, which is life and which brings life, when I speak the word of God into my situation, I am not just chanting some mantra. I am not just saying some weak prayer that has no meaning or no force, or just reciting something to make myself calm down and feel better. When I, with faith, pronounce the word of God into my life and into my situation, you know what I'm doing? I am literally letting loose the exact same creative power that set the universe in motion. I am now loosing that into my situation here on this earth. Come on, somebody. Now, I want you to think about the implication of what that could mean for you and my life, man. And why the word of God is so important, and why we elevate it, and why we preach it, and why we talk about it. It's not just so that we can have something to say or talk about. It's so that we can loose the same force that created the universe, let loose in your life, is loosed with your tongue. See, that's why the Bible says in Proverbs several times and all throughout that, listen, the power of life and death is in your tongue. Listen to me, friend. Listen to me, believer. The words that you speak matter. The things that I allow to come out of my mouth, they matter. They have power. They are creating something in my life, either for good or for bad. And if I want to create God's plan, and if I want to create God's will, and if I want to create God's design for my life, then I need to begin speaking His word into my situation. If you don't like, listen, if you're looking around in your life, you're thinking, man, I don't know what in the world I've created. I don't know what in the world this stuff is. I don't know what in the world this looks like. But man, I know this can't be what God created me for. Then what you need to do is get home this week, get into the Word of God, and then start speaking what you see in God's Word into your life. You need to look at your depression and say, you know what? If this isn't the thing that God created me, this isn't how God created me to live my life. God, His word says that He gives me joy unspeakable and full of glory. So I'm going to speak into my life joy from the word of God. Come on, somebody. And when I do that, I'm letting loose. Listen, the same word that said light be is the same word that God has given me to let loose into my life to overcome addiction, to overcome anxiety, to overcome depression, to overcome hurt. Oh, I'm about to preach. To overcome everything that sin has used to try to keep you down and keep you away from the created life of God, I can now begin to loose that in my life through that same word. In the beginning, God creates through His word, and now it's my responsibility to take that word and create the life that God has shown me through His word into my life as I open my mouth and speak it. Amen? John chapter 1, verse 4 says, the word gave life to everything that was created. That word life in the Greek is the Greek word zoe, Z-O-E, zoe. It's a very, very common word in the Greek language. But it's different than the Greek word bios, which also is translated into English life. Okay? What is biology? Biology is the study of living things, life. The Greek word here, bios, refers to just the mechanical nature of life. Life that exists simply because you exist. You understand what I'm saying? Life in a mechanical nature. Life that can be measured with a heartbeat. Life that can be measured with, because you have breath in your lungs, therefore you are alive. I do this. And I have bios. Zoe, however, doesn't refer to the mechanical nature of life, meaning you're alive simply because you breathe. Zoe has to do with the stuff that makes life, life, the essence of life. Not just life, but being alive. You follow me? So what John says here is that the word brings life, Zoe, the word brings life to your life. Friend, if you're finding, and here's what you need to understand. When life that begins with God and therefore begins with the word at the root of all of my existence is very different than life that begins and ends with me. Life that begins with me as the sole focus and the originator and the creator and the author, friend, that life is destined and doomed to be empty. That life is destined and doomed to be void of any real purpose or any real meaning or any true satisfaction. Sure, you will find momentary seasons and you will be able to find momentary things that may fill that void, but when it's over, when that season is done, when that relationship is over, when that thing has ended, when that thing has run its course, without the word that brings life, I will find myself maybe with bios, breath, but I will be missing Zoe. I will be living life and yet find myself not alive when life begins and ends with me. But the life that begins with God as my creator, in the beginning God, first this God, that then has the potential for his word to bring life to my life and for my life to find itself fully alive. I don't know about you, but I want to live my life fully alive. I don't know about you, but I want to live my life fully awakened to everything that my creator God created for me. And I want to see that same thing for you. Amen? But it's going to have to start. Listen, for me to even begin to get there, I've got to get this in my mind, in my soul, in every decision that I make has got to go back to first this God. In the beginning, God. Not in the beginning, Justin. Not in the beginning, Justin. Start. Listen. Listen. This goes back even to the way that I view my life testimony. Because if I'm not careful, I can stay in church and be living for God, yet I can remain the central focus and the hero of my own story. Let me give you an example. Here's how I know that I still need to work. It doesn't mean you don't love Jesus. Doesn't mean you're not on your way to heaven. Doesn't mean you're not saved. It just means there may be some things that God still wants to work in me. Maybe some areas of my life where Justin Bradley is still the beginning. This is an example. And I'm guilty of telling stories this way, my story this way. Listen, here's an example of life that might still be beginning with me. Well, you know, I made a lot of mistakes. I sinned a lot. I had all these problems, all these issues. And then one day, I woke up and I just decided that, man, I needed to get my life right. And so I went to church one day and I met Jesus and Jesus saved me. And then I gave all this stuff up and I did this. And then I started reading my Bible. And then I started serving in church. And then I started, I met my future spouse there. And then we decided to get married. And then I decided I was going to go on the mission field. And then I decided I was called to ministry. And then I decided I... You see all those eyes there? And I could be saying a bunch of good, godly stuff. And thank God, he will still, by his grace and mercy, use some of my own selfishness, even though I didn't realize it, to move me and manipulate is the wrong word, but to direct me in his path, even though I'm not really, amen, somebody? But at the end of the day, what needs to happen is at some point, I need to say this. When God is the beginning, my story begins to shift, and I begin to realize I didn't wake up and decide to go to church one day. No, God one day reached down from heaven and saw a miserable sinner, and he somehow led me to church, and he somehow led me to himself. Amen. So he led someone in my path that invited me. He led, and it was all begin with God. When my story begins with I, that tells me that I'm probably still the beginning and central focus of the story. And for this power, for the creative word of God to begin to bring life and make my life fully alive, at some point I've got to surrender my rights to be the central character, and I got to say, first this, God. In the beginning, God. Amen? When I begin to speak that word, and when God begins to be the beginning, all of a sudden the word that brings life to everything begins to bring real life to my life and make my life fully alive. now. I know I've said the word and talked about the word a lot. And here's what I want you to get. And I'm almost done. But I want you to understand fully here. Listen to me. Don't miss this, the most important part. Don't miss this. The word is more than a book. When John chapter 1, he begins and says, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God, and the Word was with God in the beginning, and there was nothing created. He created all things through Him, and by Him nothing was created that was created. And all that stuff that John, and you read, and you're like, it makes my head spin. I'm like, wait, what are you talking about? John's not talking about a collection, a book. John's talking about a person. John chapter 1, verse 14, a few verses later, John tells us who the Word is that he's talking about. Verse 14 says, so the Word became human and made his home among us. He was full of unfailing love and faithfulness, and we have seen his glory, the glory of the Father's one and only Son. So the Word that John's talking about, the Word that was with God in creation, the Word that was there at creation, the Word that gives life, John goes a step further, gives that Word a name, and his name is Jesus. Jesus was the spoken Word of God made flesh, walking among us on the earth. Amen? And this is really important. This is really important. I want you to hear this. I believe you should read your Bible. I want to say that clearly. Amen? Well, I don't like to read. Then don't read a lot of it. Just read some of it every day, a little bit, a couple verses. Okay? Amen? Start there. You should read your Bible. But listen, this book is not the Word that we're talking about that has the creative force to bring life to your life. This written Word only exists, listen to me now, don't miss this. This book that God has given us, the written Word, only exists to get you and me to the living Word, who is Jesus. Amen? So, when I say you speak the Word of God into your situation and you're breathing the creative force of God into your life, listen, that should begin and have its foundation in this written Word. Well, I don't know the Bible, and I haven't studied it that long, and I haven't read it that long, and I've only been a believer for a few weeks or maybe in a few years, and I haven't had the time to study the Bible like you have. Pastor, I mean, you're a full-time preacher of the gospel. It's your job to know the Bible and all that. I get it. I understand. But listen, here's the thing. I can hear the living Word from Jesus and speak what He's telling me in my heart if I know Him. The written Word should get me to the living Word, and once I know the living Word, it's not that we will never abandon the written Word of God, because it's the checks and balances to make sure that our foundation is strong and that we're not off in space somewhere going crazy. Amen, somebody. But I can know the living Word, and I don't have to be able to quote this book verbatim and know the chapter and verse when I've got the living Word speaking something to my soul. Amen, somebody? Amen, somebody? See, if I'm praying for you to get healed, I might go back to the written Word and use that as the basis and foundation for my prayer. Something like Peter in Acts chapter 3. Such as I have, silver and gold have I not, but what I have I give unto you in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Rise up and walk. But here's the deal. When Peter did that a couple thousand years ago, he didn't have the written Word to quote. He had the living Word to give. And when I know I've got the living Word that's giving life to my life, making my life fully alive. I may not know the exact written word to quote and say to make you feel good, but what I might be able to do is just say, in the name of Jesus, be healed. Look at myself right in the mirror when I'm facing all kinds of anxiety and depression that's got my life bound, and look at myself and look at my soul and say, in the name of Jesus, be free. Because the living word has declared to me that he who the Son sets free is free indeed. I will know the truth, and the truth will make me free. The written word is there to get you and I to the living word. When he says the word was with God in the beginning, he's not talking about a book, he's talking about a person. When it says the word that gives life to all life, he's not talking about a book, he's talking about a person. And that person is Jesus. Stay with me all over this place this morning. Today, right now, today, right now, in this moment, this written word and this spoken word that we've talked about may have been leading you right now in this moment to a place where you are ready to meet this living word that we've been talking about, this living person, Jesus. And today, right now, before you leave today, I don't know what you might be here because it's Sunday morning and you're used to going to church. A friend or a neighbor might have invited you, a family member, you might have finally said yes to that invite because they've been bothering you and you're like, I'll just say come to shut them up. I don't care what got you here. You're here right now to hear this and for this moment and have this opportunity to meet the living word, Jesus. And this living word, Jesus, listen, 2,000 years ago, the living word, Jesus, after walking amongst us for 33 and a half years, that living word Jesus that came to give life, real life, the essence of life to all life, he gave up his life. He gave up his bios so that you and I could have Zoe. He did it, listen, he did it not because he's angry with you, not because he's mad at you. He did it because he loves you. He did it because he wants the best for you. He did it because he wants you to experience the purpose and meaning behind your creation that God created you with in this universe. But the only way to do that is to let his life bring life to your life. With every head bowed, every eye closed right now, I'm not going to embarrass you. I'm not going to call you down front, but I do want to give you an opportunity right now in this moment to say, you know what? I want to know the meaning of life. I want to know real life. I want to experience true life. Maybe you've looked for it or thought it was somewhere else, but man, I want you to know it's in Jesus. Maybe you once knew that life. Maybe you once followed Jesus and once experienced that and was letting that be the foundation of your life, but you've moved on. You've let some other things creep in. Maybe you've let some idols come up. And you're no longer living for Jesus. You're back to living for yourself. Right now, you can decide, you know what? I'm going to start anew. I'm going to have a new beginning, and I'm going to let it start right now with Christ. Whether it's your first time or whether it's a new time, if you're not following Jesus and don't know him as the Lord of your life, man, today, right now, you can do that, and you can have that experience, that encounter. I believe the Holy Spirit's talking to somebody today, and I believe he's brought you here to this moment so that you could right now meet and know the living word, Jesus. And if you want to know him this morning, in just a moment, I'm not going to call you down front. I'm going to invite you to raise your hand just as a sign that we're going to pray in a moment and invite Jesus, the living word, to come into your life and to breathe life into your life. If that's where you are right now, you say, man, I want to know that Jesus this morning. We just raise your hand all over this place, right? I'm going to count to three. Just raise your hand if that's where you are. Say, man, I don't know Jesus today. I want to come back to Jesus today. Amen. 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 Everybody in this room, let's pray out loud. Saw a couple hands go up. We're going to celebrate with them this morning. Some people were turning to Jesus. Some people were getting a fresh walk with Jesus today. Church, everyone in this room, pray this prayer with me out loud with your own, so that you can hear it with your own ears. Say, Jesus, I come to you right now, just like I am, a sinner who has sinned, but I believe that you love me, that you died on the cross for me, that you rose from the dead for me, and that you have forgiven all of my sins in Jesus' name. So let that forgiveness work in every area of my life. Help me to follow you, to serve you, and to know you every day from this moment forward. In Jesus' name, amen. Holy Spirit, make that real. Make this moment more real, and just bear witness in our hearts right now that you are beginning a new and fresh work in our lives, in our hearts. Lord, some of us, you're starting a new work in our hearts right now this morning. In just a moment, guys, if you raise your hand, or maybe you did, maybe you've done it before, maybe you asked Jesus in your heart sometime through the week. In just a moment, I'm going to invite our prayer team to come forward, some of our elders, and I encourage you to come down and pray. Get to prayer if you have questions. They'd love to answer your questions. And church, here's what I'm going to pray as we close our time together. Thank you, Holy Spirit. I'm going to pray that some of us, we didn't raise our hand because we know the Lord. We know we're on our way to heaven. We're saved. We're a Christian. But maybe just the decisions that we're making in life and some of the ways that we're viewing our life, our worldview, the Lord wants to shift that from everything beginning with us back to everything beginning with our Creator. Amen? And that's what I'm going to pray. And I don't know who this is for, but the Lord just reminded me of it because I actually wrote this down. And I'm just going to speak this. I don't know if somebody needs to hear this today. But as I was studying my office Wednesday afternoon, preparing this message, I really felt like the Lord wanted me to say this to somebody. I don't know who, but somebody needs to hear this. There's somebody, I believe, you might be even listening online. You may even be listening later on. You may not be in this room. You may be listening later on a podcast later. But somebody listening to this needs to hear this. Listen, somebody's been facing a decision about a future. You got a decision to make. Maybe about a job. Maybe about a promotion. Maybe about a relationship. I don't know, but there's a decision you're looking at. And you've explored every option. You have felt all the feelings. You've thought it out. You've tried to reason it out. And you just can't come to a decision. And for somebody, the Lord wants you to know what you need to do is to go back to God. You've been trying to make a decision all based on you, and God's saying, God wants you to know, listen, in the beginning, God, start, you want to make that decision, start with God. Start with God and see how that colors the way you view that. Amen? Whoever that's for, just receive that, man. We're going to pray. The band's going to lead us in worship. Prayer workers and altar workers are going to be down here for prayer this morning. And we're going to make a declaration that our beginning is with God. Heavenly Father, in Jesus' name, I pray, Lord, that you will help us to have a mindset in every area of our lives, God, in all of our relationships, in all of our decisions, God, and everything that we do, Lord, let us go back to you, our Creator, and recognize and know and live with the truth that in the beginning, God, and if there's any part of our lives, God, if there's any part of my life where I am the beginning, I pray, Holy Spirit, that you will convict me and that, God, you will give me the boldness to shift everything to where you are at the source and where you are the beginning in Jesus' precious name. Lord, let that even work its way to the very first part of our day. God, let us begin every day by thanking you, by worshiping you, by acknowledging you as our Creator, as our God, as our Father who loves us and has given us another day to get closer to who you have called us to be in Jesus' name. And I pray, God, that we will not only see that in our hearts and our minds, but Lord, I pray that you will give us the boldness to loose the creative force of the living Word of God in every area and circumstance of our lives in Jesus' precious name. Amen and amen and amen. If you need prayer, these altars are open. Let's worship for a moment before we go this morning.